The post-match interview.
All right, I'll tell you what, we're going to go downstairs to the winning dressing rooms, and Drew Jones, I believe, has been joined by one of the prime movers today. The boy from Brighton Grammar was superb. Andrew McGrath downstairs with Drew Jones.
Yeah, thanks, Chuck. I do have Andy McGrath with me. 32 disposals today, Andy. Nice to get a win on the board, no doubt, after a little bit of pressure building up through the week.
Yeah, it's always nice to get a win. We had a few honest conversations throughout the week to nut out what was going wrong, and I guess we're really honest with our feedback, and I think that worked really well tonight. We fixed a lot of those key areas and beat them all across the ground, which is promising.
Certainly a lot of absentees forward of the ball. I mean, to see Jaden Laverty and you know, Waller and a few other guys stand up when you need someone to come bob up and kick goals for you or put score on the board, how good is that?
Yeah, I think it's a sign of a maturing team. We've got a lot of, I guess, of our first 22 out at the moment, injured, but you can't really dwell on that for too long. We've got a lot of good players that are up-and-coming players and young players that can fill the void, and it's great to see them hit a bit of form tonight.
Andrew, Darren Berry hosting upstairs with Ian Cohen. I've got Mickey Barlow upstairs and Heath Buck. Congratulations. I thought you played excellently well today. Tough conditions out there, pretty slippery, Andy, but to me your work rate today was something that really stood out.
Yeah, it's always tough. We knew the rain was going to come. We sort of had a look at the forecast and saw it would come at some point, and it did. So we knew we just had to outrun them, hunt the footy and surge it forward, and I think we did that pretty well throughout the day.
You mentioned honest conversations, and not to say you don't always have honest conversations, but we know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Can you just... Was that sort of player-led, or was that Woosher and the coaching staff to say, hey, this is not good enough, we need to improve in this area? How did those honest conversations come about?
I think when you lose a few in a row, you know something's not working. We weren't, ticking the boxes in all the key areas that we pride ourselves on, and we just came back to that, and it stemmed off our pressure on the ball and our work rate for each other, and I think tonight we did that really well. We played for each other, we cared for each other, and did everything as a team.
Andrew, Ian Cohen upstairs. If my numbers are right, it's your 21st birthday today, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Turned 21 today and had a good morning with family, and then I'll celebrate a little bit with my mates tonight.
Celebrate with your mates. You've just had a win at the MCG. You're playing good football yourself. The Bombers obviously got a bit of work to go, but hey, what sort of birthday?
Yeah, I'll just have a few quiet ones at home with my family and friends and regroup. We got the bye next week, so we'll recover well and get to work at the end of this week and prepare for Hawthorn.
So not Dale Thomas style then. You're actually, Woosh has given you a leave pass, has he?
Surely.
Yeah, we've got a week off, so we'll enjoy ourselves tonight and regroup towards the end of the week after a little break.
Koza, you and I, it would have been Sunday afternoon. G-Bung,
correct.
Depot, Starbars,
tunnel.
And if you're still standing, tunnel. But we won't encourage Andrew McGrath to do that.
And then an $8 hot dog at 4:30 in the morning.
Michael Barlow to fire the next one.
Andy, well played today, mate. 30-plus possession. I'm going to ask you about two of your teammates for two different reasons. I want to ask about Matt Guelphy. Does he peroxide his hair every week? Because I can't see any regrowth in that. And the second one is Dylan Clark, his job today, his directive on Patrick Cripps was super. He had 23 possessions and Cripps only the 11.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the answer about Guelphy is true. He's standing right next to me at the moment doing an interview, but it looks brighter and brighter every week, and he loves that. Yeah. And Dylan Clark did an awesome job today. He came in with a pretty daunting role of taking on arguably the best player in the competition, and I think he did an amazing job. He's just a worker, and he runs all day, tries his heart out, and I'm so happy that he got an opportunity to play on the best today.
Andy, Heath Bucky, mate, great game. Just back on Matt Guelphy, I don't know if you're probably too young, but there was a player in the 1970s and 1980s who used to play for the Tigers called Pretty Boy Jeff Raines. He was an absolute superstar, but he was as hard as a duck's beak. Now, Matt Guelphy looks like he's got the Hollywood looks, but we watched him very closely today.
Hard at it.
He's very, very courageous. When it's his time to go, he goes. He's courageous in the air, so you must love that part of his game.
Yeah, we love playing with Matt. You know what you're going to get from him, and he prides himself on his defensive work, and it's something that we really trust in him and something that we really value at the club.
Hey, boys. Sorry, Andy's just been called into a meeting, so we've got to cut this one short.
Thanks for your time, Andrew.
Happy birthday, Andy.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy the 21st.
The post-match interview.